you don't care what they're gonna do. You don't like worrying about things that are bigger than you. While your husband and children are sent off to war, you hang up your flag, miss, don't ask much more. You think your side is winning, but you don't know the score. They aren't peace in the East, we are the best in the West. We don't reason very well, wearing bulletproof vests. It ain't money that's power, it's knowledge that's king. Better open your eyes, sir, they ain't the same thing. You don't have either, and that's why you're down. They ain't never gonna change, while your head's in the ground. They don't want you going anywhere except 6 feet underground.
Oh, the bees or something today. Got bumblebees or carpenter bees or something flying around all over the place. Probably kind of like what them Ukrainians feel like over there with all the Russian drones flying around. The United States of America, the U.S. government, been supporting the Ukrainians against the Russians for at least since 2014. We've been sending billions and billions and billions of dollars over there, and all kinds of advisors and these kinds of people out of uniform and all, you know. And now after the Russians have gotten fed up with that and came in, and Ukrainians even knew that they were losing. Hey, let's negotiate. Back when all this first started. And they had come to an agreement with the Russians and all. And then that Boris Yeltsin, taking orders from the United States government, old Boris Yeltsin, from the Biden administration, put a ixnay on that, said, well, we're going to send you a pile of money and a pile of arms and all, and y'all can do what you want. And the Russians have been killing them ever since. Over 500,000 dead, a whole generation of young men. Now the Biden administration kind of doesn't know what to do. So what are they going to do? They're going to press on forward. You know, that crazy French fella, Macron, wants to send a bunch of troops in there and get us all tied up in another world war. He's kind of nuts. But that's the damn French for you. I saw a poll said Americans, less than 3% of the Americans would volunteer if there was a world war because of this Ukraine stuff. Even less than that if Israel starts a world war. The American people don't support this thing in Gaza. The genocide in Gaza. But the mouthpieces and the Congress critters, they're all bought and paid for. But they want you to support genocide in Gaza. Here we are celebrating Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And there's a genocide a genocide over there where he was crucified. Whole world gone crazy. It's a beautiful day out here. Birds singing. And of course the dogs are playing. It's Carolina Cup day out here in Camden Land. And when everybody dresses up in their Easter best, the fat women got the flyer dresses on. Everybody's happy. Oh, the big shindig, the Carolina Cup, where the poor people come out and play with the rich people. Oh, but it's fun. Doesn't matter what's going on. Give you a break from the monotony being on the hamster wheel. Being the tax slave on this plantation of Slavelandia. Check out all those bumblebees. Is that crazy or what? Out here at that Quaker Cemetery again. This is the Lutheran Cemetery or something. It's now part of the Quaker Cemetery. This is where they buried the unknown Revolutionary War soldiers. They don't really know who they are, but unknowns. It's an old place. War apparently is part of the human condition. War is only possible with the state. Why is there a state? Seems to me that everybody's trying to get control of the monopoly on force. And they think that without a monopoly on force, everybody would turn into a murderer. You got to have government. You got to have somebody to organize society and all. You look back and you say, well, y'all ain't done too good a job with this organization thing. I mean, look at all the mass killings and all that you've had. There's no one organization on the planet that has killed more people than the state. I see this, it was on Jimmy Dore the other day that you had, had people talking about communism doesn't work, and then capitalism doesn't work, and the reason, the main common reason is they both have the state. The crony capitalists, they're after control of the state. I mean, that's why you have lobbyists all up at Congress and all, trying to rent the gun of the state. In communism, everything's owned by the state and run by the state. Ultimately, It is the state that merges with everything, and you end up with starvation, poverty, and democide where the government murders you. Look all throughout history. Every single one of these socialists, and fascists, and communists, and minarchists, and republic, all of them end up the same way. The great experiment. Had it failed? I think maybe so. Because inevitably, a monopoly on force is going to attract the worst of the worst. And they're always going to look to get more and more and more power. More and more control. Now we're seeing the multinational corporations, the BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and others, who intend to own everything. You got the Federal Reserve, which is not federal and have no reserves. Central banks across the world that are actually crony capitalists. Federal Reserve is privately owned. And so they created this thing in 1913. How did they create it? Well, it was the state, the monopoly on violence. It said, you know what? We're going to have a central bank. And they're going to be able to issue currency, just issue it, just fiat. It's by decree. We just say, you know, we're going to print this amount of money. So, then FDR come along, and he confiscated all the gold. Gave you $25 an ounce, and I think once the confiscation was over, they bumped it up to 35. Stayed 35 till Nixon took us off the gold standard on August 15, 1970. Two, four, something like that. It's been Katie barred the doors ever since. You have the state being lobbied by the military-industrial complex, especially after World War II, driving us into bankruptcy, 895 bases across the world. Then the CIA, Harry Truman created that. Now, after he was out and in early 60s, he said, I kind of regret this CIA thing. They kind of gone off the rails. And they have become the president's private army. I don't even think, I think they control the president now. I think a president gets in there and they show him a film from a camera on Daley Plaza that nobody else has seen. But power attracts the dirtiest people in the world. The CIA have been the dirtiest of the dirtiest. Coups all over the world. You can't list all the coups that they've been involved in. And as Robin Paul said, it's the blowback. People don't take kindly for those kind of things, don't you know? And so then you have terrorist organizations. You know, the first real terrorists were the Zionists in Palestine. You know, in 1948, 1947. Even before that, the Zionists were moving into Palestine and killing the hell out of them people, throwing them out. 750,000 people displaced or murdered. and the houses gone. And the settlers, who claimed to have a deed from God, weren't even from there. They moved in, took over, shoved all the Palestinians out into the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and now they're going to genocide them. It's a crazy world. And they've bought and paid for you, Congress. But it's the state. It's the state's monopoly on violence and using the labor of the tax slaves on that particular plantation to do all their mischief and all. That is the main problem. You know, do unto others as you would have done unto yourself. Leave people alone and don't steal their stuff. You don't need government other than that. Anything can be adjudicated on that. You know, did he steal a bunch of money? Come on. Did he steal money from me? Did he murder somebody? Did they purposely do something that violated your rights or stole your stuff or whatever? Kind of interesting to think, what would the world be like without the state? Some people think it's scary. Of course, we've all been indoctrinated to believe that this is the way it is. This is the way you have to be. You can't be safe, secure without government. Look at from the time you enter school, it's been pounded and pounded and pounded into your head that you have to have the state. And you have to pledge allegiance. And you have to be patriotic. And you have to sing the songs and do the pledge. And America, America. Ladies and gentlemen, America are people. Just me and you. Just like everybody else on the planet. We've had it good. Yes, we did. The experiment in free range tax slaves. It was a pretty good experiment. And then, slowly and incrementally, the plantation walls, the fences, were erected. Goes back to the best slave is when he thinks he's free. You think you're free? It's a slave planet, and it's run by a criminal organization called the state. Perhaps it's time to do away with the one thing that enslaves us all. Give something else to think about. This crazy world. This beautiful world.
No, you don't care what they're gonna do. Don't like worrying about things that are bigger than you. While your husband and children are sent off to war, you hang up your flag, miss. Don't ask much more. You think your side is winning, but you you don't know who's for. Down peace in the east, we are the best in the west. We don't reason very well, wearing bulletproof vests. It ain't money that's power, it's knowledge that's gain. Better open your eyes, sir, they ain't the same thing. You don't have either, and that's why you're down. That ain't never gonna change while your head's in the ground. They don't want you going anywhere except 6 feet underground. I believe in those dog-lying wolves on the screen, whose words you believe in, whose pockets are green. While you're green with envy, you guess it's okay. Plumb as everybody else is getting stepped on the same way. You think you have freedom, but you'll wake up someday. So they tax you and drug you and work you to death. They defeat you and cheat you until your last breath. Then they poison your body and waste all your time. Then they pull on your strength, but it's all in your mind. You think you make choices, but you're just last in line. They'll be churching you, schooling you, ruling you through, selling you, telling you what's good for you to do. They abuse you, confuse you, and use you each day. Then they paralyze you, sterilize you, that's how they play. And you trust them, you lust them, you do anything they say. Then they make you their pet, cause you signed your name away. You think you have freedom, but you'll wake up someday. But still you play. Yes, you think you have freedom, but you'll wake up someday. There's just no way. You think you have freedom, but you'll wake up someday.
And a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Many years now, I've been warning about hard times to come. Been warning about food insecurity, power, about cyber attacks, about deficits, about the destruction of the dollar. And for years, I got laughed at. This is the United States of America, we can't fail. We're too big to fail. You know, you've heard that before. And then I talk about taxes being too high and it's about time for a revolution and people need to just quit supporting any of this and walk away. And then I have the preachers, the evangelicals, throw Romans 13 at me. Oh, Romans 13, we've got to obey everything that the government says. Everything that the government tells us to do. These are the people that closed down their businesses when the government said, you know, you got to close down your businesses. We need 2 weeks to flatten the curve. These are the same people that wore the mask that later on, like we were warning, we said the masks are going to do more harm than good. They don't stop anything. If you can smell a fart through your mask, it's not going to stop a virus. But those are the same people that laughed again. Bah, you're going to get sick. You're going to die. You need to do this to save grandma. Remember Sammy Tucker saying that crap in county council. Talking about, well, I don't like to wear pants, but when I'm out, I wear pants. And when I get home, I can take my pants off. And you can, well, not wear a mask and practice on a ventilator when you get home. But when you're out, you need to wear a mask and stay 6 foot apart. And I'm not going in any restaurant with people in there because they'll be back and forth swapping spit. These are the kind of people that were not on the, would never have revolted against the king. The Romans 13 and the obedient little slaves. You know, I was listening to Chuck Baldwin. If you don't know Pastor Chuck Baldwin, he ran for president under the Constitutional Party ticket a number of years ago. And he moved to, I believe it's Montana, to create Liberty Fellowship. And I really enjoy his sermons. He lays out the truth instead of the newfangled version of the Bible. And he says, you know, Jesus Christ challenged civil authority his entire life. At every opportunity, he defied civil authority. Yet today, the clergy preach obedience to the state, no matter the dictate. Close your business. Stay at home. 6 feet apart. Close your church. Romans 13, don't you know? Defiance of unlawful rule or tyranny is a duty to God. What I've found is that government, this collective that creates its own set of rights that no individuals have and calls itself a state with a monopoly on violence, is more satanic than it is godly. People say, well, the American Constitution was based on Christian values. And to some extent, that is correct because it recognizes a creator and it recognizes the creator gave us rights that we cannot give away. They're unalienable. You cannot take them away, and you cannot give them to somebody. You can't give them away. But what people believe is that government is there to protect those rights. You know, there was a great big debate about the Constitution to begin with. The Constitution creates so much central power and is so ambiguous as to lead you to believe that it would grow anyway. And there was a big to-do about all this. And to placate them, to compromise with those people, they added the Bill of Rights in order to get it to pass all the legislatures in order to become law of the land, is what they say. But the idea that government has a right of any sort at all is wrong. Only human beings have rights. Collectives do not have rights. They don't have a right. They don't have a right to force anybody to do anything. Many times I've said that the devil can't pick up a rock. The devil can't pick up a gun. The devil can't force you to do anything. It's all done by the minds and hands of men. But we believe, because of the indoctrination system, that government is an entity. And then in law, they've written up where government is a person. Corporations are a person. Your government is a corporation. And those persons have the same rights as human beings. But one thing that you can't do, you can lock up a human being, you can beat and whip a human being, and you can kill a human being. A corporation, you can't lock up, you can't beat and whip, you can't kill. Corporations can live forever, and yet they're given personhood. Is there any doubt in your mind that a person that can live forever is going to accumulate massive amounts of property, funds, and power? So people now obey government. They don't obey God. They don't obey, no king but Jesus. Evil rule and authority is what government is. Who is your king? Politics is evil, corrupt, and dirty. It is the Pharisees. Politics has stolen everything from you. You own nothing. Look at property rights. Just foundational property rights. You have to get permission for whatever you want to do on your property. The government dictates that. You have to pay rent. They call it property tax. You have to pay rent on the property. You look on your deed, you're a lessee. You're a tenant on your on their property, not your property. And then look at what Sleepy Joe and old Camel Toe declared Easter Sunday, Transvisibility Day. Now, why would he pick that certain time to declare Transvisibility Day if he wasn't against our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? The day that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, he declares Transvisibility Day. Now, of course, next year and the next year, it won't fall on Easter Sunday. But that's not the point. The point is he did it for this Easter Sunday. Why? A slap in the face of Christians and to the Lord himself. This ought to be just another brick in the wall, proving to you that the government that we live under is Antichrist. just as the Pharisees were. Zionism is an evil attack on liberty and Christianity itself. Look at the Zionist movement. They consider Christians goyim. They despise Jesus Christ. Zionism is Antichrist. And the vast majority of evangelicals in the United States support Israel and the Zionist Greater Israel Project, claiming that it's God's chosen, the synagogue of Satan. They're being fooled and deluded into their support. Climate change is an attack on liberty. This false narrative that climate's warming, climate's cooling, is climate changing. This is all about power and control over the humans, over God's people. It is hatred of mankind. It is Antichrist. Mass immigration is an attack on liberty again. As they flood the system, flood the whole United States and Europe with migrants from all over the world who hold no, they don't hold the same values, same morals as we. It's diluting everything, including your liberty. It is another attack on God. Look at the movement to solar panels and wind farms. What is that all about? There's no way in the world that you can, you'll be able to do anything enough to support the energy needs of the world with solar panels and wind farms. Hawaii is a wonderful example. Hawaii's trying to go green with their energy supply. And now they've come up with a whole host, a battery system built by Tesla, the largest battery electricity storage battery in the world. And they've got it on the Big Island over there. And it can provide enough electricity for 70% of the grid for 3 hours. And their rates were already some of the highest in the nation, somewhere around 30 cents a kilowatt hour, have just gone to 41 cents a kilowatt hour. Now, with inflation running at whatever it is that the government doesn't tell us because they like to lie, that's another thing government, you ought to know they're Antichrist by how many lies they tell. You look at that. You look at that. They promise us that solar panels and wind farms are going to be our savior. It's going to be cheap electricity and all. The poor people of Hawaii were already struggling to pay for food and shelter and water. And inflation is hitting them harder and harder. And all of a sudden the electricity bill goes up a third again. Tell me that's not anti-human, anti-Christ. Then we look at the woke movement, you know, the LGBTQ, the drag queens, the all that. There aren't but two genders. Gender fluidity and puberty blockers and all these crazy things. That is an attack on your liberty. That is an attack on God himself. It is Antichrist. Oh, you got to be okay with that. You got to be okay with that. You can't say anything bad against that. Ladies and gentlemen, your government is Antichrist. And here we are pledging allegiance to it, singing the songs to it. Obey, obey, Romans 13, don't you know? Is this what you believe? And then they tell you, you know, if you want to change things, vote the right people in there. Vote the right people. How many times have you heard that over your lifetime? I mean, I'm 64 years old. I've heard it all the time that I've been growing up and then first voted. The first fellow I voted for was Ronald Reagan, 1980. How'd that turn out? Not too good. He ran the biggest deficit ever till that time. Were there some good things? Of course there are. They can't help but do good things here and there. A sprinkling, a smattering of good things. Because, like Mary Poppins says, a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down, the medicine go down.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
Yeah, a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. Yeah. You got a glass of poison? Yeah, maybe a little sweetener in there. Stir it around and maybe you won't notice till it's too late. And that's what you have today. This whole program has been going on for roughly 100, 120, 150 years. We've seen this dehumanization, this erecting of fences, this attack on liberty, this slow, incremental enslavement of the human beings, mind, body, and soul. But it's only when you look from a perspective, a big picture perspective, that you can see it. It's amazing that people can't see it. I hear people say, why can't people see it? And it's because we've been dumbed down to the point now that we can't concentrate. There was a little study done about YouTube videos and mainstream media and all, that the average attention span is less than 2 minutes. And then when you start to look at mainstream media and the way they do advertising and news bites, you see that you've been trained for your attention span to be less than 2 minutes over and over and over. And so even when people are watching football games and all, you can watch their attention. Their attention it can only last long enough for a play to happen. And then their attention goes over here to Bob and Susie who want to talk and all. And then they go back to the attention again. When you get into any kind of discussion with somebody, the discussion doesn't last that long if it involves anything that requires them to actually consider what you're saying in their mind. And so they shun it off. You can see their eyes glaze over and their minds shut off because they're unable to think. They're unable to reason. Why is that? Well, you look back and you see the food, and you see the drugs, and you see the mainstream media propaganda, and you say, holy crap, this is all done on purpose. Yeah, they're feeding you the lies. Again, an attack on liberty, an attack on human minds, an attack on God. Government is satanic. I was talking to a guy yesterday about this very subject. We agree on a lot of things. And he was asking me about government. And I was telling him just what I told you just now. And he said, I've never thought of it that way, but I see that. And I understand that, but I want the most minimum government that we can possibly have. And I said, you know, I would agree to that. Like I tell the John Birchers, I said, look, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. Let's get the very least government that you guys want. Pick which version of the Constitution that you want. And let's fight together to get us there. And once we get there, I'll part ways with you. I'll be like Thomas Paine. I smell a rat. Thomas Paine didn't like the Constitution because he knew that, and so did Thomas Jefferson, and so did many of the others. He knew that this government was not going to be bound by the chains of the Constitution and would grow inevitably to be worse, to be more tyrannical than the king. And look what we have today. So, he considered that. And he considered, well, we can place more chains on them, more restrictions. The regulatory state doesn't need to be this and that and that and this and that. And I agree. What I don't agree on is the fact that you can chain government down. I don't think it's possible. I don't think that you can put enough chains on the state to prevent it from eventually becoming completely tyrannical and murderous. Why? Because there's no truth in him. He was a liar, a thief, and a murderer from the beginning. And that's what the state is. Would it be dangerous without the state? Yes. Yes, I agree. But it's more dangerous with the state. What would it look like? Who would build the roads? Who would do the courts? Blah, blah. Those are always the questions. And I like to answer it like this. I don't know. I really don't know how it would work out. But I will say this. I have more faith in the free market than I do in a forced market. By that I mean, you look at all the inventions that man has come up with. Aeroplanes and electricity, asphalt, concrete, all these things, bricks, lawnmowers, weed whackers, all these things. They weren't invented by a collective called government. They were invented by entrepreneurs, individuals. The light bulb, an individual. And it was curiosity, and it was the mother of all invention, which is necessity. And the free market always strives to bring you the best product at the lowest price. Because a competitor comes out with a lawnmower. Oh, this thing cuts 2 acres in 5 minutes. And another competitor will make a little bit better, and they'll say it'll do 2 acres in 3.5 minutes. And it's $1,000 less price. This competition creates the best product at the lowest price. And we have no competition. Government has no competition within its little sphere, its little geographical area. No, there's no competition at all. It'll stomp out any competition. Because it has a monopoly of force, and it will kill to maintain it. And it considers humans to be chattel. All governments. All governments consider human beings to be chattel. And it's the corporation of the plantation that's managing you that is important. The people's work is what they call it. Well, it's not really the people's work. It's the corporation's work. So when that people, when the politicians talk about we're going to do the people's work and all, that's not, that's human farming. When they pray to God, oh, let us do the people's work. Oh, why aren't you praying? Oh, let us do your work, Lord. Not the people's work. It's all a lie. Is Jesus Christ your king? Or is your king the corporation of your plantation? These are the questions you need to ask yourself. Do you pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States? Or do you pledge allegiance to the Lord, one who rose from the dead, the one that paid the ultimate price for our sins? Are you going to obey him? Are you going to defy civil authority when they come up with these unlawful? Oh, they're legal. But unlawful to the Lord Jesus Christ and freedom and liberty that he gave to us. Are you going to defy them? Or are you just going to practice Romans 13? You know, these preachers, Romans 13, and we live in America, a free country. Well, if Romans 13 was applicable, then you should be bowing to a king, old sausage finger, what's his name, King Charles, or King, whatever the king is over there in UK now, the pedophile, you know who I'm talking about. Look at your leaders, look at your leaders. Are they godlike? Are they godly? Do they follow that? No way, no way, shape, or form. You put on the mask, but the masks are coming off. Look around you. Look at the craziness this sickness. As these masks come off and you see these pedophiles being arrested all over the place and then covered up where you can't find out who they were with and who they blackmailed or any of that. It's all satanic. It's time for us to turn back to the Lord. Turn back to Jesus Christ. And defy these civil authorities. That's it for us today. I hope you guys had a wonderful Easter. Ishtar. We won't go into Ishtar right now. But we'll go into that again sometime, other time. But on the local side, we have County Council appears to be headed toward at least 3 lawsuits because of their new zoning and planning regulations. I suspect that there are some developers that have bought property prior to these new zoning regulations who are saying, well, look here, we were going on your old regulations and now you got new regulations. We want grandfathered in, otherwise we're going to sue you. I don't know that they were expecting that. And on the bright side, we had a group of people get together and come down, and there was going to be a subdivision going up on Ross Road and Bowen Road around in there in Elgin. And they showed up in mass. And before the meeting even began, County Council pulled that change in ordinance. Pull that from the agenda and silence the people's outrage. There were still a few people came up and spoke about it, but essentially it got squashed. And that again shows you a good example of people being involved and going in and saying, hell no, we're not going to take it anymore. And that's when these people with little morals and little conscience and little principles begin to shake, rattle, and roll. And they rolled. They rolled over and got rid of it. Then on the other side, we got former state senator, former losing gubernatorial candidate, Vincent Shit Hing, socialist from hell, running for the socialist Camden City Council mayor. The Unholy Alliance is working, and he's going to run on urban sprawl. And that has to do with all the Camden Training Center trying to be annexed into the city of Camden and the amount of housing that's going to go in there. And it went from 800 or 850 down to 300 or 350. And I suspect we're going to end up with maybe 150 huge houses on big multi-acre lots. In other words, multi-million dollar plantations, many plantations, for the utopian vision of Camden. In the meantime, they're going to run poor people out of town. Anyway, that's the goings on. That's the big picture. Until next time, boys and girls. Peace.
a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?